Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Soul Sister Radio. And it is Sunday, so it is Soul Sister Sunday. And next week, we will have Jimmy James opening up for us. But today, he is in L.A. for the Grammys, and it is a musical weekend. I would like to welcome everybody back to Soul Sister Sunday, and it's such a pleasure to have you all with us. And thank you for those that are in the guest chat room. If you would like, you can go ahead and sign up for a free account. It's really quick. And that way you can go ahead and write in the chat room along with us. So you can go ahead and take a quick moment and do that. So, ladies, I wanted to welcome. My name is Maria DiGiovanni. Again, this is Soul Sister Sunday. And I am here with Rebecca Lawler and Magdalena Gomez. Hello, ladies. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Wide awake now.
Hello. Rebecca, are you there?
Yay. Yeah, I'm here. Really, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys? Good morning.
Oh, were we going to talk in our little accents. How are you this morning?
Well, English accents. That's right. We were, weren't we?
My gosh, you do that so well. I think we did have some people fooled while you were here in October.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Yeah,
I love that accent. You know, we always do that here on the East Coast if we're having a sad day. I don't know why. It does make us very happy, though.
It just kind of makes things a little bit lighter.
It does, doesn't it?
It just starts off
here on the East Coast this morning. We woke up to like about 3 inches of snow, and it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
How do you deal with that? I mean, do you drive in that snow?
Well, you know, I do now, but when I first moved to Virginia, being that I was from Florida, it wasn't a good idea for the other people on the road for me to be driving in the snow. So it was something, when I was at Liberty in Lynchburg, and my gosh, we would just really get some amazing snow there. And so I really did have to learn to drive in the snow, especially because it's so mountainous there with the hills and the mountains. And it was definitely a new adventure. So fortunately, I had some great friends that were very patient with me and taught me. So.
It rains here in California, and we freak out. So with that being said, I want to go ahead and have Magdalena. Can you open us in our morning prayer, and let's go ahead and have everybody in our audience go ahead and take a moment and just close your eyes, and Magdalena is going to open us up in prayer.
Yes, dear Father in heaven, good morning. Thank you for embracing us today, Father, as we come together with the show, God. And I pray that through the scriptures that we read, that we can touch so many hearts and so many souls, Father, that really that we take your word to heart, and when we can share your word and what it means to us, Father, and how we can apply it to our lives. Please open up our hearts, our minds, that we may receive you and be nourished by your word, Father. I pray that through the readings, Father, that you can really show us what the word means to us, God. And I just pray for all of who are listening, God. I pray for us, and I just pray that you just nourish us, God, with everything that you have to say. And thank you so much for your word that is our daily instrument in our lives, God. And I just thank you so much. I love you, and we pray in your son's name. Amen.
Amen.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
I love the way Magdalena prays. It's just so amazing. And I have such a longing to be a prayer warrior, and some of us are, and some of us aren't, and that's just one of the good things. But today, I really want to talk about something, and we all have come together, because today we're going to talk about the triple P's, and that is persecution, perseverance, which brings you peace. And it's kind of a crazy topic, because if you're brand new in this walk, there's a lot of things about persecution that I'm not so happy about. And Magdalena, and I want you to open us up with our scripture today, and I want you to read Hebrews 11:33-34, and then skip down to 11:36-37.
Okay, and verse 33, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouth of lions. And then we skip down to 36, some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in the deserts, in the mountains, in the caves. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised.
Again, and Rebecca, correct me if I'm wrong. Please tell me, as a brand new baby Christian, why would I want, if things were going to be so hard and I was going to be stoned and persecuted, and Magdalena, what was that that it said that happened to you? What was that phrase?
Repeat the question?
The phrase that you will be stoned and you will be, what were those words? Because again, when you're reading the Bible brand new, it's hard for me to understand what that all means. Can you break it down a little bit?
Like what they were stoned and sawed in two? I mean, what that means?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I mean,
wow, really? Really?
I mean,
is that something that I want?
I know, it's incredible to believe that, you know, these prophets and people that are mentioned in the Bible, like it says, like David and Samuel and the prophets, what they went through. And the thing is that the reason they faced all this was because they believed in the word. They were willing to die for the word. I mean, they're martyrs of our faith, and that's what's so amazing. But because they believed in what God had told them, and they were willing to face all of this, I'm thinking, wow, you know, I mean, how amazing is that? I mean, it totally blows me away what they all went through. And and I think if we jump to, is it verse 27?
We jump down to 37.
No, okay, but then if we go to verse 27, or
let's not talk about that yet. I want to jump over to
Verse 37, where they said they were stoned and they were sawed in two, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated.
Okay, and yeah, really. Okay, keep going.
The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and caves and the holes in the ground. I mean, they walked all ends of the earth, but yet, you know, they stood by their faith. I mean, it just goes on to state that, I mean, nothing can shake these people from what they believed, and they were willing to go through that in speaking the truth and love of their lives for the Lord.
Well, let me ask you this, okay, and Rebecca, maybe you can answer me this. Give me some kind of example of someone who's getting persecuted, or what have you gone through in your life specifically that was a form of persecution? And Magdalena, I think we were talking about this last night. What is a form of persecution in this day and age? What would be a form?
Well, one of the things I said, like, I remember just back in the day when, you know, here I was raised as a Catholic, and all of a sudden I'm studying the Bible, you know, non-denominationally. And my family was persecuted me because here I was, you know, I was leaving behind the Catholic faith and you know, going with what was, you know, because for the first time I'm actually reading the Bible, and I'm like, wow, so many things I didn't know. But, you know, the family talks about, like, abandoning you in a certain sense, because how can we leave what, you know, we were taught through all these years traditionally, and here, because you want to do what the Bible says, you're like, you know, I'm not going to be stuck in the traditions of a
of Catholic Church when there's so much more to, you know, what it means to have a relationship with God. And so in having a relationship with God, people can persecute you because it's different from the norm, different from what, you know, what was set before us by our families. And here, you know, taking a leap on faith in a sense that, you know, we're going to study the Bible. So in that regard, I mean, I remember receiving that kind of persecution. They're like, the Pope is not going to forgive you and this and that. I'm I'm like, the Pope doesn't even know me. How can he not forgive me? But it's things like that, because you know, we're sometimes we're taught by traditions versus what the Bible really is teaching us. So to me, that was a form of persecution that I received.
Okay, Rebecca, do you have anything to add to that?
I think that was just so beautifully and eloquently said. One thing I will add one thing. And that is, you know, even Jesus suffered, you know. And when we do go through times of tribulations and we do go through times of persecution, we have to, you know, sometimes it helps me to remember that that he suffered and that he understands that we're going through times of this and that he understands our fears and our weaknesses and our disappointments. And one thing that always brings me through, I think, is the Bible tells us, and Hebrews, I think, has been called like Faith Hall of Fame, that he promises never to leave us. And that's, I always like really fall on that. Like, that's a rock in my life. Like, that you know, it tells me that he won't leave me. That's all I have to add.
You're so cute. There's Psalms 119, 81 through 88. I'm going to have Magdalena read this. And again, when you are going through persecution can be a lot of different things. It can be from a group of people. It can be against something that you're doing brand new. I know that we're getting a lot of persecution because we're starting something brand new for the kingdom of heaven. And that is always very interesting. We'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later. But, again, Magdalena, go ahead and read this. And I want everyone just to listen to her words and listen to the promise that he has. Go ahead.
We're in 119, right, ladies? 119.
Yeah, so 119, yes. 81 through 88.
Thank you.
Okay. My soul faints with longing for your salvation. But I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me, though I am like a wineskin in the smoke? I do not forget your decrees. How long must your servant wait?
Can I stop you there? Okay.
Sure.
Again, if I'm a baby Christian, okay, please tell me, what does that mean when the Bible says things that are so outdated that I don't understand? Wineskin in the smoke? I mean, really, what is a wineskin in the smoke? I mean, is it persecution is that bad that I don't know what a wineskin in the smoke is? Now, I did research on that, and that means that it was so bad. He was at the brink of ruin. So go ahead and read that again so I can understand it a little bit again. Thank you. Sorry for interrupting, but I just needed to know.
Now, do you want me to start at verse 82 or just verses? So I am like wineskin. Okay.
Yes.
My eyes fail looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me, though I am like a wineskin in the smoke? I do not forget your decrees. How long must your servant wait? Well, when will you punish my persecutors? They are arrogant. The arrogant dig pitfalls for me, contrary to the law. All your commands are trustworthy. Help me, for men persecute me without cause. They almost wipe me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. Preserve my life according to your love, and I will obey the statutes of your mouth.
You know, to love that deeply is something that is a goal, I think, any new baby Christian that's walking. How do we even, when we are going through these trials and we are going through these things that are just hard for us to bear at times, is there any promise? What is it? And I know that Hebrews 11:27, Magdalena, is such a promise for me, because there's a book called God on a Harley, And I make all the girls in the ambassador program and all the four team members read it and all the four guardians read it, because it truly is an example of what you're going to read right now. So why don't you read Hebrews 11:27?
Joyfully I will read it, because this is what he gives me, my faith. But it says, by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw who is invisible. He saw him who is invisible.
Saw him who is invisible. And again, this is when I know that we got to a good place, because if you can sit back and through all of your trials that you're walking through in life, whether it is unemployment or car issues or family issues or just work environment issues, anything that's happening, anything that is a form of persecution, you picking up your Bible and getting persecuted because you're not going to Catholic church anymore, whatever it is, that hope of that unseen God that loves us so much, who showed up really good looking on the back of a bike in this book called God on a Harley. And there is a song that I want to play right now. And the song is by a singer that I kind of grew up with. His name is George Michael. And if I can get to the thing. And it's called Heal the Pain. And I want you, everyone, just to close your eyes, sit back and listen, because when you are going through your hardest times of persecution, it's that small, still voice that calls you, and he will heal your pain.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yay. And I think we're back on. Yay.
Beautiful.
I'd love to just listen to that song and know that he is just, I love when we're just listening to that song. I'm not sure if we were on or not because the music just went off. But I love hearing that song and just knowing that he's singing it to me. And, wow, even though I'm going through all these things and boyfriends may break up with me and I may be persecuted and going through, you know, hell, it's, he sings in a small, still voice. And he's singing just to the little girl inside of all of us, and I love that so much. And especially if you don't know him, and when he shows up gently, it's just an amazing thing to experience. And I really, really know and want you to know that he will meet you right where you are. And again, in the little book, God on a Harley, he happens to show up good looking on the back of a bike on the beach. So, yippee! And his name is Joe. So, you ladies there? Did I lose you?
I'm here.
Yeah,
yeah,
you are.
We're excited. We were listening.
You need to romance us a little more with Joe.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, my gosh, I'm telling you guys. And it's the book, if you've never read the book, which I know both of you have, and if you have not read it recently, we're going to read it again. And Magdalena, I don't think you have. But God on a Harley, and he shows up good-looking on the back of a bike, and again, speaks in such a way that he meets you out of a Catholic box, out of a Christian box, out of a Muslim box, out of a Jewish box, out of a Hindu box. It's just him showing up in all of love and glory, and it's pretty super cool. So which brings us to Matthew 5:10. This is when the good part comes. We all know what persecution is, but the good part is this. In Matthew 5:10.
Yes. And it says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So, amen. So there's some blessings to being persecuted.
Okay. And when you're talking about kingdom of heaven, okay, if, again, I'm a baby Christian. The kingdom of heaven, Rebecca, what is the kingdom of heaven?
Well, I would like to think that, you know, from my belief is that it's a, we can have it in our hearts and in our soul right now when we accept Christ as our Savior. And it's a place where we go where there's peace and love and goodness and blessings and grace. It's a place where the Bible tells us where there will be goodness forever, and the streets are paved in gold, and there is no hatred, there is no persecution, there is, we've fought the fight here on this earth, so we will be forever in his glory with his love surrounding us with his light and his goodness, and just goodness. And that's sort of in my heart what I think that it is. I also think it's, you know, one of the things, and I don't know if you all feel this way, you know, when you have people in your life that you really, really love, I know we all do, and we've experienced that just love, that unconditional love where we just know somebody adores us and would do anything for us and would just, you know, put, you know, just do anything in the world for us. I think that's what Jesus has done for us. And I think that we will feel that forever when we go to that place. Eternal love. So,
amen. So, Magdalena, correct me if I'm wrong, okay? And again, I'm coming from a baby Christian point of view. If I was to have an example of the kingdom of heaven, isn't that what we're trying to create here on Soul Sister Sunday? Is this place? Really, really, if you think about it, everything that Rebecca just said, it's a place that's lined in gold. Okay, well, we're not lined in gold yet, but it's coming. And we're here, and it's integrity, and it's honest, and it's love, and it's light, and we're trying to perpetuate goodness. And so wouldn't that kind of be what we're doing here on Solstice Sunday, kind of having a little snippet of the kingdom of heaven?
Yes, because I believe, you know, when we study the word and we dig deep and, you know, like break it down, I mean, we're learning at our present time about, you know, our eternity. I mean, to me, that is what the kingdom of heaven is. It's that lifetime next to the Father, and every day Him holding our hands, and we can see Him, and we can see the angels and delight with the angels and sing praise with the angels to God. I mean, I could just see this whole army of angels just singing, I mean, melodies after melodies to God, and how just amazing it will be just to hear that glory, just to see the splendor of God as He is. It's, you know, how I picture it, this kingdom. And really, we are
preparing for that eternity, and to me, that is a blessing. And part of it, I mean, we have to, this is kind of our seasoning. Going through the persecution is really what's going to make us stronger, really, and what unites us to be like-minded for the same purpose. And what's so amazing is that I'm not alone. I mean, I have you guys to lean on to help me when my faith is weak, you know, when, you know, sometimes I will need a scripture to build my faith, because, you know, when sometimes we're lost and maybe lost in the moment of persecution, we can, you know, that Satan wants to steal our joy of hope and faith. But this is when I rely on you sisters, my soul sisters, to feed me the word, to get me back where I need to be. And this is part of being our heaven on earth, is leaning upon each other. You are my sister in the faith, and I lean on those to help me with my walk with God.
Amen. Wow. I love that. Which brings me to have you read Matthew 5:43-44. And this is a pretty powerful scripture just in of itself that I'm not so happy about it. And when you read it, you'll understand why, as a baby Christian, why I'm not so happy about it. Why would I want to love these people that have done the most cruelest things to me? Why would I want to love these people that have hurt children? So read this scripture so I can really start to understand.
Yes, and then I want, after I read that scripture, I do want to add something for Matthew 5:11. I think that will help to tie in with this. But Jesus said, "Love your enemies, for you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies, and I pray for those who persecute you." And so this is Jesus telling us that, but also in Matthew 5:11 it says by Jesus, "Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me." But then he says, "Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven." So, I mean, it's like when we see things like that, and when we hold on to what Jesus says, that it says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So not only are we going to be, you know, possibly stoned and sawed in two and go through all these things, but it says that the people who do this to us, we need to love them. I'm like, wow, talk about, you know, the second greatest command where Jesus says, you know, love your neighbor as yourself, but it says now love your enemies. Like, wow, we're being challenged, and, you know, we're being taught to have the character of Christ and love through all of this. You know, if we can open our hearts and see with our spiritual eyes that we need to love those who persecute us. And that's kind of a hard pill to swallow, especially if we're being mistreated, that we need to love these people. But that's really the ultimate example of love. And it's through the grace of God it gives us that kind of a mercy or patience or even the word perseverance to love someone like that who could do that to us.
Well, that's really hard for me to grasp, especially if you are a person that has gone through a lot and a lot of people have hurt you. So, yeah, it's got to be the grace of God that only gets you to that point of being able to love your enemies, which brings us to Romans 8, 31 through 39, and I really want you to read this, Magdalena, slowly as we go into this, because this scripture right here, Romans 8, 31 through 39, is really important when it comes to loving your enemy and what you're going to get because of it. So why don't you go ahead and share that?
Okay. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? If God who justifies, who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, amen, and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword, as it is written? For your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all of these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
That is powerful.
That is so powerful. And with that, I am going to play our next song. And I want you guys to really, with that power that you're feeling right now, close your eyes and you sing this song to your persecution.
After all you put me through, I think I despise you, but in the end, I want to thank you, because you made me that much stronger.
When I thought I knew you, thinking that you were true, I guess I couldn't trust, caught the bluff, promise of course I've had enough. You were there by my side, always down for the ride, but your eyes just paid on the flame, because your grief told me how to stay.
Go wrong.
faster, made my skin a little bit thicker. Makes me that much smarter. Thanks for making me a fighter.
We have to be fighters, definitely.
I know that when I come to a place after you've gone through all your persecution, people talking about you behind your back, people trying to destroy you right in front of you because of something that you're trying to do that's new and different, you get to a place in your walk in life, and when you are walking a path and when you are confident, when you can put on your armor up and get ready for the battle, when you can put both arms out, one on each side, look up and say, wow, I've got nothing to prove. And when you get to that place where you can just look up and look at everybody else around you and humbly and on your face after you've gone through the persecution and you are walking through the perseverance, you absolutely can look up with that peace and go, wow, I have nothing to prove. And that's what today is about. Learning that persecution, we're going to have it. There is no stopping it. And the further you go on your path, walking closer to God, hate to break it to you, it's going to get harder. But we persevere because that peace that passes all understanding is what I am addicted to. And that is my drug of choice. So with that being said, exactly. John 14:27. This one scripture is the one thing that I coach people in figuring out. When you know that you're in a place that you're doing the right things, even if you don't like it, you get to a peace. Why? Because this is what he promised. It's the one thing that he left us along with the Holy Spirit. So John 14:27.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid.
Rebecca, do you remember when you were a little girl and you were in a little dress and you were just twirling around and having a good time just as a little girl? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
remember
yesterday.
Yeah, wasn't that just yesterday?
Thank you, darling.
It was. Tell me, how did you feel when you were twirling around in a dress? And even today, when you're a big girl in your ball gown, doesn't that give you a peace? Explain to the callers what that peace feels like.
Well, I think, you know, I think when you were talking about that and something else came into my mind, that peace, you know, we talked about what heaven is like.
Yes.
I think, you know, what, you know, the song Jesus Loves the Little Children of the World? I love that song. And you see pictures, I don't know if you have, I'm sure many people have, if you go back and you see pictures of Jesus in a field and little children, and they're all just listening to him talk and share his stories and his parables.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that just it enables me to feel his love and his peace. And I really, you know, as a child, I think that when there were times of hardships and times of difficulties, when I could just really go and, you know, think of his love, I feel his peace. Sometimes when I'm, you know, if you're twirling around as a little girl and you're outside, usually a butterfly comes by, you feel his peace. You know, that butterflies have always spoken to me. And as many times in my life when I lost my father, a butterfly was in my backyard that wouldn't leave until it was there for a couple of days. I think, you know, when you find his peace and you find it in, you know, flowers and, you know, there are many things. But it takes me to a place, I think, that when I'm praying, when I just totally feel that warmth of the Holy Spirit and his love for me, I don't think that there's anything like that. And if we, you know, as that verse says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you.
Mm-hmm.
I do not give to you as the world gives, and do not let your hearts be troubled. And one thing that is amazing, I think that is what he's all about, peace.
Mm-hmm. Peace.
And
absolutely.
Love.
Philippians 4:7, Magdalena.
Philippians 4:7.
Which brings us more peace, which I love.
Philippians 4:7. Here we go. It says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen. And it is so important to guard your hearts. And if you can guard your hearts with a peace that passes all understanding, that's even better. How about Romans 8:18?
Romans 8:18. I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
What does that mean? Please help me understand. Because if I've gone through all this persecution and I've gone through all this hell, what does that truly mean? That he's going to reveal all this through or in us. Magdalena, can you help me explain that?
It says our, it's like whatever we go through on this earth is not going to compare anything until like compare it to the kingdom, and the kingdom is within us because the word is within us, but it's part of our calling, and part of it is suffering, but really I think that's what humanizes us. I think that's what allows us to have the compassion that we need to have, you know, and others too, because we've gone through the hurts, and nothing else, like I said, nothing can separate us from the love of God, not anything. And I believe that is the truth that will be revealed in us, you know, but we have to go through our seasoning. We have to go through the fire a little bit, but what will be revealed will be his glory. And I mean, that's what we hold on to. It's just, is that we see, you know, this golden city with God and his splendor and everything like that. So it's part of our calling if we are called to be disciples.
Okay, I have a question. Okay, because I'm listening to you, and again, as a new baby Christian, I'm sitting here going, wow, I have to go through all of this. Really, I think I want to change that perspective, because it's not I become a Christian and I have to go all through this suffering. I don't think that's what I want to leave our listeners with. Here is what I am getting, and this is my incoming, is this. No matter what, no matter where you are, no matter what walks of life you're in, whether you're Christian or Muslim or Jewish or Hindu or whatever religion, we're all going to go through it. We're going to go through hardship. We're going to go through pain. God bless the ones that don't have Jesus Christ to hold on to, really. I mean, because it's not because I become a Christian that I'm going to go through hardship. It's really, I'm going to go through it, but what am I going to have as a life vest as I'm going through it? And I think that is what this is all about, that we do have him, that we have the confidence that he is right there, because no matter what, no matter what hat I'm wearing, I'm going to go through persecution. It's going to happen. So what is our life vest? What is your life vest? Does that make sense? Or am I just talking?
No, that makes perfect sense for sure. Because really, I mean, this is what the word is. It's our everyday vessel. It's our everyday nurturing, you know, so that we can keep to that hope, that glory, and it's what gets us through.
May I add one thing to that?
Absolutely.
I think that's important to realize that we were all created, God created us, and that God's goal for us as humans here on this earth, he's trying to make us like Christ. And as we become more like Christ, with, you know, and we have our hardships and we have our pains and we have the, you know, struggles and the tribulations, and we continue to persevere, we discover who we truly are and who we were truly meant to be for Christ, if that makes sense. Because we're here to become more like Christ, I believe. I think that's what our purpose on this earth is for, and I think that that's why we have, why we go through tribulations and why we go through perseverance and why we have we have to deal with all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Susie was in our chat room, and I want to welcome everybody in the chat room. Hello, everybody. And she gave us a couple of scriptures to look at. Again, it was also Christ's purpose to make them one body and bring them back to God. Christ did this through his death on the cross. So read Ephesians 2:16, Magdalena, real quick.
2:16?
2:16.
And in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostility.
Yeah. And then she also wanted us to read 2 Chronicles 16:9. And Susie, thank you so much for being with us in the chat room and giving us these scriptures. And Susie is a big part of this team. She is our pastor. And she watches over everything that we're doing, and I'm just so blessed to have her just looking out for us, and that's what Soul Sisters do. So 2 Chronicles 16:9.
Yes. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. It's interesting because I had that highlighted.
weren't you talking about your book? Oh, Rebecca, I wanted to ask you about that because, again, as a baby Christian, why are you writing all over your Bible?
Oh, so you can learn. You know, and because I do it too because, like, if there are verses that really speak to me that I really want to study and go back to, and it's great for keeping notes. I know most people think, oh, I can't believe you're writing in that, but it's been something that's allowed me to be encouraged, and when I'm having times of trouble or going back or wanting just to learn more or understand a verse, that's sort of why I do. Magdalena, why do you do that?
Same reason. It's because at the time when I was reading it, it's like, wow, those words convicted me, and I knew that at one point or another I would have to come back to that scripture, and I know that it would speak to me. So it's been a while since I personally have read the scripture, but it was definitely highlighted. So for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed. So amen. Imagine
amen.
Those powerful eyes of God. Thank you, God.
Perfect. We've got about 5 minutes left, and I want to talk a little bit about the last song that we're going to play. And again, when you're walking this path, you do get persecuted, and you go through a lot of trials and tribulations, and it is not easy. Walking this path of life is difficult, and to have all of the support that we have around us is really, really great. But we lost somebody yesterday in the music industry, and I know that she grew up loving the Lord, absolutely loving the Lord. And we watched because, of course, she was in the limelight, and we watched as her life took a turn, and yesterday, even though I know that with the last song that we're going to play is one of Whitney Houston's songs that she just recorded just recently, and you can really tell that she had walked through some incredible persecution and trials, but she did persevere and made it. And which brings me to Romans 8:28, because no matter what, even if you have people out there that are seeming to be persecuting you, there is one solid promise that I rest on. So even all those people that may appear to be harmful, this truth is, and that is Romans 8:28. So why don't you go ahead and read that? You there, Magdalena?
Sorry, I had myself on mute. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
Called according
I love
to his
that
purpose.
Verse.
This is my favorite, Romans 8:28. Why? Because we can rest. But even we're all human, and we are all going to, we try not to pass judgment, and we try not to talk harsh, and because life and death rest in the power of the tongue, and we try not to hurt anybody else. but we're human and we're going to. But the bottom line is that we are all things are for the good for those who love God. And if we're all focused on that, that's what's really important. So before we go, the other thing that is really cool to really understand is that we all must be doing something right. If you are being persecuted, trust me when I tell you, you must be doing something right, because there is no devil in hell that wants any of us to succeed, especially on Solstice Sunday. So we must be doing something right, ladies. So armor up, and we're all armoring up for a purpose. So, Rebecca, before I play the last song, I would like for you to close us out in prayer. And and then I'd like to just thank everybody in our chat room for coming in. And I want to thank all of our callers for listening in and all of you that have logged on to Soul Sister Radio. Thank you so much. And we are trying, and we are going to get better and better. And we just love your support, especially to our ladies out in the soccer field this morning. Yes, that's you. So, Rebecca, please go ahead and end us in prayer. And then I will go ahead and play our last song called I Look to You. Please, Rebecca, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Lord, we just thank you for that verse. Thank you for working for the good for those who love you. Thank you so much for your word. Thank you for your love. May we stay centered on your spirit. May we know how much that you love us. We thank you for even when we're getting persecuted, but we thank you for your promise that one day we will be with you in that glorious place that you have created for all of us, where we will feel your love and we will have your peace and we will know how much you truly cherish and love all of us. Pray for us this week, Lord. Pray for our families, for those that we love. And thank you for your Holy Spirit, the gift that you give us here on this earth. In your precious name, amen.
And we will see you next week on Soul Sister Radio. Have a wonderful week, and God bless. I messed up a little bit.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken, let the mind be correct. And I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you. Yeah.
him live.